Hello, everyone. My name is Michael Tennanty. I'm with AMAC Action. Today, representing the Foundation Veteran Outreach Program, the AMAC Foundation Veteran Outreach Program. I'm here today with my good friend and guest, Dr. Pamela Nell, and she's going to talk about 22-0, her organization. And together this month, we are focusing on reducing veteran suicide. It's a massive problem for our veterans. 22 people die per day at some estimates, and the reality is that probably more. With the AMAC Foundation Veteran Outreach Program, we look to collaborate with other organizations, like in this case, 22-0, to reach out, find veterans that need assistance, and help them get it. I'd like to introduce you now to Dr. Pam Marnell, and she'll talk about 22-0.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for having me speak today. So I am Dr. Arneel. I am the executive director for 22-0 and have been, this November will be 2 years. We are a nonprofit that provides free trauma relief and healing for veterans, first responders, spouses, and minor children living in the home and Gold Star families. In addition to what 22-0 does, I am also a first responder. I've been in the volunteer fire department since 2008 in my county. That's actually how I got connected to 22-0, was through my fire chief. My husband was a veteran. He served 26 years and was in Desert Storm. Unfortunately, being in the burn pits, he ended up developing cancer and passed away last year in July. So the big part about me is, you know, my desire and mission and purpose is to see that our heroes receive the healing that they deserve.
Thank you for that, Dr. Arnell. I'd like to talk, you know, a little bit about our collaboration. And I'm aware of an anecdote for you to share about a collaboration between the FDOP and 22-0 to help a veteran in need. And I'd sure like to hear the details on that. Share that with our audience.
Sure. Actually, Jolene and I were meeting and reviewing over some things, and we were talking, and I was sharing with her a little bit more details about 22-0, and she was she had knowledge of a veteran that needed some assistance, and so she asked me if, you know, they had to be deployed in order to go through 22-0, and I said no. So 22-0 covers all armed forces. It's every branch within the armed forces, but also knowing that it doesn't matter if they were deployed or not, trauma is trauma. And so being our mission clients, they did not have to be deployed. Anyway, she actually wanted to connect that individual with 22-0. She gave the information to them. At some point in time, that individual did have a conversation with 22-0 about the process. And basically what happens is we have a protocol that actually requires you to not talk about the trauma that you, or the content of the trauma that you're experiencing. And when they found out that that's what we were doing and it was not talk therapy, then they were more apt and, you know, are more apt to actually go through the process, because the veterans and first responders do not want to actually talk about the content of the trouble, that it's a peer program and it's remote. So when they realize that, one, they're not going to share the content, two, it's remote, they remain home, and then on top of that, we do not report to the VA or to their employer, and it's of no cost to our mission clients. In addition, we've been able to make some connections and collaborate. For example, if there was a client that I feel that needed more services outside of 22-0, then we're able to make those referrals within our cohort or the camaraderie of our FEOP.
That's a really fantastic example of a veteran in need getting help. It's even more fantastic that it occurred within the collaboration, that, you know, this information came to someone else but was able to get to you, where you could provide this veteran assistance that's needed. Of course, we're not going to talk about specifics. We're going to respect that in our veterans' care. If we could, I'd like to discuss, you know, you talked about 22-0, what you do, in fact, now how you did it, and how we had a successful collaboration. I'd like to talk maybe about an action that our listeners can take, that we can take, even between you and I. Let's talk about an action item we can do to help our veterans get care.
Absolutely. You know, there's all kinds of action items, and one, September is Suicide Awareness Month, and as we know, the average is 22 armed forces die a day by suicide again, as you mentioned, but it's actually going to be higher than that. But an action item is taking and listening to the information provided by FAOP and AMAC, and, you know, learn what can be done in providing other resources and information to veterans. I can think back to situations where a veteran may not be aware of resources, or they think the only resource they have would be the VA. But by sharing this information and submitting it to, you know, veterans or even active duty members right now, that you may know, or maybe your family, and say, hey, if here's a resource. If you need this resource, absolutely contact them. AMAC at VOP is going to be able to provide the referral source that is needed so that we can make sure that our armed forces and their families receive, you know, the services that they need. In addition, sponsoring a veteran, again, thinking back to some veterans and even active duty members, they may not know all of the resources that are available. But if you sponsor one and say, hey, you know, I learned about 22-0 and they have two protocols to heal trauma, why don't I give this to you and you reach out to them and contact them?
Indeed. So in summary, we can say, find a veteran that you know who may need some care. And reflecting on what you learned today and the resources available, especially at 22-0, show them how to get connected. And we're going to show you how to get connected with us.
You can reach us at veteranoutreach@amacfoundation.org.
You can reach 22-0 at 22-0.org, 22-0.org, or you can call in to the 800 number, and that's 800-221-9154. My email is drarnell, D-R-A-R-N-E-L-L, at 22-0.org.
On behalf of the AMAC Foundation Veteran Outreach Program, 22-0 Today, I really appreciate your time listening to our podcast. Please do reach out. Please do network with us. Especially if you're an organization that wants to reach out and help veterans, need some help getting your word and your mission out, please contact us. Thank you for your time, and have a great day.